What's goody, y'all? You guys know who it is. Ringside Rave. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and let's get into this podcast.
What's good, everybody out there? Want to welcome y'all to another live edition of the Fade Hour. I'm your host, the Golden Voice, Maul, but you know, you can find me under Bruising Boxing all on my social media pages. But let me go ahead and kick it around the room, and then, you know, we're live, we're going to Royal Rumble it, and we're going to bring y'all another great episode.
What up, world? It's your boy News, representing Ringside Rave all day. Y'all know what it is with me, man. Extra turn, extra live, feeling good. I don't know, got the OG. Actually, I think I'm on the last day. I'm literally on the last one. I'm at the last. So shout out to Cuz. I gotta see you. You know what I'm saying? We got the OG Kush. Hey, let's get to it. I'm ready to talk.
Yep. What up, y'all? It's your boy Smoke from Free Smoke Boxing, and today I'm smoking on Tangy and drinking on water. So let's get to it.
Yeah. What's good, Joe? It's Pat Scorpio, the New England representative. And I just had to scarf down my black beans and rice and chicken real quick. So, and I got washing around with some Merlot right now. So, yeah, let's get to it.
Shit, man. Let's not even waste any time, man. We heard today that it was announced that Fury and Wilder is being pushback to marinate. I think that's what we all kind of speculated what possibly could happen, but now it's kind of official. So the question that we kind of wanted to ask, the question I want to ask everybody is, do you classify this as a possible duck on Fury's end? And I'm just going to ahead and let y'all jump in and answer, and then we're going to hash it out.
So
I'm
going to say that it's a half duck because Bob Arum is responsible for it, but Tyson Fury is letting it happen. I don't think Tyson Fury is scared of fighting Deontay Wilder. I mean, he almost got knocked out the first time, but he kind of schooled him in between. So I don't think he's scared of fighting him. I think it's a promoter move. And yeah, so 50-50, half duck.
No, I mean, for me, it's not a duck. I mean, this deal would have never came up though if Wilder had actually was able to knock out a fat Fury like he was supposed to. I mean,
what does that have to do with literally anything?
You know, and I mean, Top Rank gave him the bag, and it's like, you know, Fury is like, you know, prize fighting, unfortunately, for better or for worse. So, you know, give the motherfucker $80 to $100 million, you know, he's going to do some things, like fall in line, especially fall in line with the whims of the promoter. And, you know, and we all know Bob Arum. Like, as soon as that was announced, I was like, you know, barring some cooperation from Arum and Heyman, who don't like each other for whatever, you know, that rematch is not going to happen. I mean, it's going to marinate, quote unquote, which means it's probably going to be pushed back until something drastic happens. So, I mean, it was inevitable it was going to happen. And, Bob Arum got himself a piece of the heavyweight picture again. So, you know, it's, we're going to have to see where it goes. You know, Fury's probably going to face Joe Parker.
As soon as fucking Bob Arum got into it, the fight got pushed back 6 months, and we're going to see them fight two dudes that ain't on their level.
Yeah.
Bob Arum stepped the fuck back.
Man, I got it. Like, do I see it as a duck? I'm not going to say a duck, but I'm going to say it's a duck. And by that, I mean, like,
not a duck and like he shook, but the move.
But it's duckish. You know what I mean? Right. It's duckish. That's what we're going to say. It's duckish. You know what I mean? You fought. Okay, so you already fought. You already been in there with Wilder. You've seen what Wilder could do. You've seen what Wilder cannot do. First, flat out, and you win 12 rounds with him. The thing is, though, you didn't finish. I'm sorry, you finished the fight, but you didn't finish the fight just cleanly. You finished the fight having to battle in the 12th round to get back on your feet. almost being knocked out cold. That's what you had to come back from. Now, is he trying to run that back right again? His name ain't Turbo. He ain't trying to run that back at all.
Stop that.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to run that back. He want to get that extra bag. He just signed the big deal with Top Rank. He got the ESPN. He trying to get the extra bag in between before he got to go see Deontay Wilder again. And so, is it a duck? Yeah, he could make the fight next. I consider anything. If you could make a fight and you purposely avoid it, that's a duck. I mean, that's what it is. It's a duck. But is it? But it's not a full duck. It's duck.
It's a half duck.
It's duck.
He secured it financially.
He secured the bag. He had to secure the bag. I mean, I understand he had to secure the bag. He still could have fought Wilder next, but he knows that he need a little more for Wilder. You can't run that right back that quick. I think he wants to put a little distance in between that last fight against Wilder, because again, Wilder almost got him out of there. What happens if they return it? And a lot of times Wilder would connect on you much earlier than that.
So my thing is, if the tables were turned and it was up to Wilder to make the fight, if it was, oh, make $12 million to fight, insert, you know, C-level heavyweight, or fight Fury right away, he would have fought Fury right away. And that's why it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a duck to me.
Well, we have to understand something too. Wilder, you know, it's not like, I mean, he's also at the promoter too, because it's not like he can actually say, hey, you know, I'm gonna fight ESPN, because ESPN didn't build up Deontay Wilder, Showtime did, and I'm pretty sure Showtime is not gonna let him get off that easily. I mean, of course, we hear that Wilder is a network free agent,
right?
So now we're also seeing this, if it's actually true or not. Because I have not seen any overtures of Deontay Wilder wanting to go and fight on ESPN. But then also, too, I'm sure Showtime is not going to let Deontay just go walk over to ESPN that quickly. And you know, what if he goes over there and loses? He's damaged. He's a damaged brand. So, I mean, there's more to that than just saying it's a duck. Wilder can't make the fight because he has to be able to fight on Showtime, and Tyson Fury cannot fight on Showtime right now because he's signed the Top Rank. So
right, but then again, at the same time, he went and did that. Deontay Wilder is the man in that format. Deontay Wilder would be the A side again in the rematch. I know people probably tuning in, listening, talking about A side, but listen, kiss my ass. We all know what the A side and B side is when it comes to boxing. That's common sense. Deontay Wilder would be the A side in the rematch.
He'd also be the underdog too.
Hey, he would be.
You'd be the A side, right? So you fight where Deontay Wilder fight. Tyson Fury going to sign an exclusive deal with ESPN, which effectively eliminates him from fight. That's duckish behavior. It's not a full duck.
Yep.
It's duckish, because that puts another barrier in between making the rematch. Regardless, now we have to talk about network issues and this and that. Now we got Bob Arum talking about, I reached out to Wilder and I, man, fall back. Where'd you come from? You just got here and you're talking about, I'm throwing out deals. Like, you ain't trying to make a fight, Bob. Sit down somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we already know your game, man. Like, listen, man, they got it. That this is definitely duckish behavior. It's not a full duck.
It's duck. Yeah.
Mal, you are the breaking vote. Is it a duck or not?
Honestly, a simple yes or no. I want to say no, because I gotta put the money first. But in the spirit of competition, yeah, I don't think he's scared to fight him next. I just think he just got the bag. But I do think there could have been a way he could have signed it.
Right.
You see what I'm getting at? Like, you could have signed the contract contingent upon an immediate rematch. Something like that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I get what some of y'all are saying. Like, if he really wanted the rematch to be next, we'd have the rematch next.
So is this a 2-2 or a 2.5, 1.5?
I don't know, because I'm half. I'm on duckish. So I'm a 0.5.
Same here. I'm a 0.75.
I think the problem, well, the issue with this situation.
Shout out to AB.
I think the issue with this situation being drug out is that we don't really care for who these two are going to end up fighting next. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind Wilder versus Brazil, but I just know how that's going to end. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do.
You
know,
I don't know how it's going to end.
Stop it, come on, Pat. Stop it.
Nah, I don't know how it's going to end. I told you before what Wilder is. You niggas didn't want to listen. So
here we go.
Calling the Randall Bailey.
Yo, exactly. I don't know how boxing is the theater of the unexpected. I don't know how it's going to end.
Oh no!
All I know is it's going to happen because now Brazil is the mandatory, and if Wilder doesn't take that fight, he gets stripped. That's pretty much what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we have actually begun making Pat a plaque for saying he was the first dude to say that if Tyson
Randall Fury Bailey. Did,
yeah, if Wilder didn't knock Fury out, that he would have a tough fight. So Pat, the plaque is coming your way, brother.
You have to understand that Smoke is a huge Wilder fan and thinks he's better than Mike Tyson. You know, so you have to take what he says with Wilder with a grain of salt.
I said Wilder's first like 38 opponents were the who's who of dudes who sleep in their cars. Like, are you serious?
Now you know if he's spinning yarns now. So you have to take what he says with Wilder.
Listen, man, let me say this, man. At the end of the day, it is the theater of the unexpected. This ending is already expected, been written. Right. It was written. Like, we know what's going to happen when Deontay Wilder and Brazil goes in there. When doesn't Brazil go down in the fight?
When he fights somebody that's on his level or better.
Like, yeah, when doesn't he go down? So I can't imagine Deontay Wilder not putting Brazil down, especially with the backstory they have. And with Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, with that fight falling through with Deontay Wilder and Fury,
and being forced to fight Brazil,
I could see that. I could see him taking out all the action on Brazil. And then, okay, the fact that the fight he had with Tyson Fury was that type of fight, so he didn't get the respect he wanted. Then he can't get the rematch with Tyson Fury. And then he has Brazil, who Brazil got into it with his brother. And then his brother happened. It's a lot. Come on, man. I can't wait to see that fight. That story, they got real beef.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, that fight sells on its own. But I think it's now just the whole thing with the marinating part, because now we have both fighters who are vulnerable. And you're like, you know, the more you wait, I mean, Wilder's getting older. That lesson is not going to last forever. Tyson Fury can relapse at any time. They're both at the point where, you know,
Somebody can take an L.
And, you know, and then that ruins a specific fight. You know, I mean, picture, you know, fucking Brazil knocking out Wilder or whoever knocking out Fury, and they actually are the quote unquote lineal champion of the heavyweight division. It's gonna fuck a lot of money up. So
And you know what? And I hate to shoehorn the other heavyweight in here, but the more this is delayed, the more the AJ versus the winner of this rematch is delayed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just pushes the shit back even more. And that's just more frustrating because I think we all agree over the last few years, heavyweight division been moving forward. And now this move is like, pushes the shit all. It puts a pause on it momentarily. At least I feel like it puts a pause on it for the rest of the year. Yeah. I just don't see how they're going to get this shit sorted out to where a rematch is going to happen.
No, it's either that or, you know, the other two just make a fight with Femi. It's, you know, actually the barrier between Femi and Fury is probably lessened a little bit because Hearn and Aram actually have a good relationship. On the other side, you know, Hearn and Heyman, well, they, not as much really.
right, you're right. But Pat, have you heard any possible opponents for Fury?
Joseph Parker, that's the only one. Man, that's gonna be a hard watch.
That's gonna be a struggle watch right there, man.
And that may be a pay-per-view.
On who pay-per-view?
ESPN pay-per-view. ESPN is wilding with some of these pay-per-views. They have put in pay-per-views. You better put that shit on ESPN Plus, goddammit.
And you better put that shit on ESPN News. That's it. Go back to the old days. Put that shit on ESPN Classic or something. Not no damn pay-per-view.
No, Justin Parker is the only one I've read so far in terms of being a possible opponent for Fury in his first top-ranked fight. And that's going to be a boring fight. That's going to be straight up and down. It's going to be boring. I'm not looking forward to that if that does end up being the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Let me say this because I'm actually checking the comments, and I see somebody says, Cage Rage says Fury is the A side. Deontay will get to fight Brazil for $4 million or so. Fury gets 3 times that for Parker. What do y'all think? That doesn't make sense to me. But
I can see that logic. I'll let y'all go ahead and answer that.
I can't see that logic. Tyson Fury fighting Joseph Parker, and like the amount that you make for your previous fight, is that going to determine your fight against Deontay Wilder? Because I don't see that at all. I don't see that at all, because so that's like saying that if Dominic Brazil or something like that prior to him fighting Deontay Wilder, when he fought Anthony Joshua or something like that, because he made the amount that he made, that he would be on equal terms. Like, I don't know. I don't see it that way. I don't see it at all like that. I don't see it at all like that. Because the UK fighters always get paid. He has a huge contract with ESPN. I can't see him being an A-side over Deontay Wilder in a rematch at all. In the United States?
Well, Wilder's not really a draw like that in the United States compared to others, you know.
He ain't seen Fury as a draw either. He's in the United States. Now, if we're talking about overseas, if we're talking about getting that international money, then I can see that easily. I think they should fight in the UK. I don't even see why they should have the rematch over here. I think the rematch should be in the UK. Over there, Tyson Fury's the A-side easy. But the United States, though? I don't know. I can't see that.
Yeah, I think it'd be Wilder, but I do believe in the U.S. Fury's stock went up more after the fight. And it's probably because getting up in the 12. Well, his performance, let me first be the first to say his performance did it more than anything. And I think, too, that the fact that he exceeded a lot of people's expectations kind of rose his stock more after the fight. Maybe even leveled it with Wilder in some casual's eyes, but I can understand what you're saying, News, as far as him being the A side if the fight does take place in Vegas again. So
in the United States, what you do overseas don't matter. If that's the case, Ricky Hatton should have been the A side over Floyd. He filled out stadiums all the time.
Shit, he damn near was against Floyd. You heard all that fucking chant in the
but he was still the B side. I understand the thought process, but it don't work when you cross the waters. It don't work that way. You don't. If you're the A side, you're not coming over to my. You're not coming over here to fight on my card, on my pay per view, right. In my state. Like, it's not the case, because Tyson Fury was filling up stadiums prior to fighting Deontay Wilder. Now, and he was still the B side.
Smoke, you still there?
Yo, I wanted to double back. So on the Fury Wilder thing, I mean, as soon as Fury signed that contract, we knew this fight wasn't going to happen. It wasn't happening next. And in actuality, he don't have to fight Wilder at all. You know what I mean? He got this contract. He already had the fight with Wilder, and that helped him boost his stock. Now he's in a good spot. And I'm curious to know what y'all think. I mean, I think that possibly top rank, you know, they see Fury as a viable opponent. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a viable heavyweight, you know, he's charismatic. He sells. His fans packed the LA Staples Center more than Wilder fans did. And I'm curious if Aram did that move as a chess move to bring Wilder to ESPN. Because if you think about it, you know, like y'all said, Fury don't have the best boxing style. And really, outside of Wilder, I think he won't fight Wilder if he's on Showtime, and he won't fight Joshua, if he's on ESPN. I don't know if y'all noticed, but they canceled Joshua's interviews on ESPN. He was supposed to go to ESPN and do interviews, and they canceled them. And if y'all don't know, John Skipper, who is you correct me if I'm wrong, Pat. I think he's the CEO of DAZN, or he's the guy behind DAZN. Yeah. He used to work for ESPN, so they got ties, and they like, well, we already got our heavyweight. We don't need to promote Anthony Joshua. So I think that fight is even further away than a Wilder fight, a Fury Joshua fight. Because again, we talk about them helping each other pockets out, and like I said, it's just all. News and P was in on the live. It's division, bro. Like, there's no, these dudes are not fighting each other. It's straight division, unless Wilder goes to ESPN.
Yeah, I think we alluded to it last time too. It's like, we basically kind of back to square one where we at last year. Right. Everybody spread out.
So
now, the fuck are we gonna go?
I think that you have a couple of young dudes coming up, and you know, if they could push something, like someone forward, that would make these guys fight, because between ESPN, Showtime, and DAZN, there's so much money to be made. Like, what the fuck?
Well, you better pray for some upsets then, because as long as the top dudes win,
like, yo, if the end game is to get the bag, not to have the best fights are the biggest bag.
Right.
True.
And I don't even know what other way to say it besides that.
Yeah, they're the biggest bags. The problem is now you're fighting over who's splitting the bag, because they don't want to all split it evenly. So
ego comes into play when it comes to splitting the bag.
Exactly.
I mean, tell me how $100 million split between two ways ain't good enough for a group of people.
Right. Well,
because,
you know,
that's just how it is, because these guys, like, they want as much of the pot as possible. Like, just for it's all ego. Like, it's basically saying that I'm the guy, I'm the draw, I'm side. Everybody wants to
be the A side.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody wants to be the A side.
Let me ask y'all a question. So, what's the pecking order in the heavyweight division?
Joshua, Wilder, Fury.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. I got it the same.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Do anyone want to watch Fury if he's not fighting Wilder or Joshua?
Does
anyone want to watch Joshua if he's not fighting Fury or Wilder?
You got Ortiz and Usyk.
Yeah, I'm cool with either of those. I just don't want to see them, like, I don't want to see now fucking Wilder fight fucking Dominic Brazil, because
that
pissed me off. Because, like, I mean, everybody knows that, you know, the big fight, of course, is Joshua Wilder, but Wilder Fury is the second biggest fight, and we already have a track record with those two, because they sold very well when they did the pay-per-view the first time. So the second time around should sell just as much, maybe even more. So we went from the second best fight that you could make in the heavyweight division to now we're looking at fucking Wilder and Brazil. That's like asking for mid grade and getting oregano.
you gotta give Wilder a little more leeway though, because he probably got the two best fights in his last two fights, Ortiz and Fury, than, you know, Joshua got in Povetkin, and I think it was Takam or whoever he fought before that, Parker, and Fury fighting whatever two bums he fought before he fought Wilder. So He can. They planted that Brazil fight for us a long time ago. Right. So you know,
so Bomb Squad ain't afraid of fighting anyone. And I ain't Wilder fan like Pat alludes to. He ain't afraid of fighting anyone.
I agree with that too, man. Because I was like, it's funny you mentioned that, because I was
to fight Povetkin in Russia.
Right.
Yep. Right. People act like they forget that.
Forget about that.
Think about,
and he still wanted to go ahead. Remember, he still wanted to go ahead with Ortiz fight too, when it was first rumored to be postponed because he popped
it. When it tested positive. Yeah.
He still was like, "Fuck, we can still go." Right.
No real heavyweights will step to Luis Ortiz right now. Still.
I don't know. I just want to get a tournament to clean up the second tier heavyweights. I want to know who the second tier heavyweights are, because I do not want to see these fights. I don't want to see
Dillian White.
Yeah,
White, I don't. White, Tavy Boy, which is Brazil.
I don't want to see Brazil.
Joyce.
Yeah, like, you got all these guys. You have all these guys carrying up the rest of the
Adam Kalnaki.
Charles Martin.
You know, hey, you know I was about to, you know I was about to do it.
So, here's the thing. You got a guy like Young, the Nigerian cat, EFI. I don't even know how to say it. Cat.
What, Ajaba?
How do you say it?
What, Ajaba?
Yeah. So that
he's soon, doesn't he?
Could be the future.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, that's future, but he's still a prospect. He's still in prospect mode right now. He's not.
Right, yeah, I'm just talking about the second tier heavyweights.
People, right? That's that.
Yeah, I just want to see them. I just want to see the second tier heavyweights get in and make a real pecking order. Because at the top four, we pretty much have a pecking order. We don't know who the top three are officially yet, but we know the top three is Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, and Tyson Fury, it seems. That's pretty much the consensus, top three. Then you have Luis Ortiz sitting firm at number four. Yep. But then that fifth spot, like I said, you have 55 to three. We don't really have anything that shows who's, because you have Dillian White, you have Big Baby, like you said, you have Brazil, Kalnaki. We got, like, that's four right there, and we don't really know who's better because they're not fighting each other. I want to see them fight on an undercard of something like that. Like, I would love to see Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, and somewhere on the card was Big Baby versus even Brazil or Dillian White
or Kalnaki.
I think they said they weren't going to fight or something like that.
Do we even have a second tier? I mean, will we ever even get a second tier that's even worth mentioning? Right? Because you might have your top three or four, but then how far away is 4 through 10? You know what I mean? That's
right.
That's what I'm looking at. Right, the gap is huge.
Well, we don't know. We don't know that. We do not know that because Deontay Wilder ain't fought none of them.
We still don't know. And we still
got it to fight. That was not a blowout. So
AJ whooped on White.
Right, but
so
that's,
we
but that's
throw him out.
Now that's Anthony Joshua, but that's Anthony Joshua. He got rid of White and he's about to fight Big Baby. Wilder hasn't fought them though. He has fought Luis Ortiz and Tyson Fury. But the second tier, I'm just saying they need to fight each other. Like, that's how it was in the 80s. We remember the top fights, but it was a lot of great fights between the second tier heavyweights. That's what builds divisions.
Yeah.
5 through 10 is what builds a division. That's what
that's for the 90s. The 90s, there was definitely a pecking order because, like I said, at any given time in the 90s, the second tier heavyweights would give the first tier heavyweights all types of hell.
Right.
We
don't get to see that no more. Now we just get to see the B heavyweights. And that's not to say it disrespectfully. It's just to say, like, you know, that's still good, but it's just like marketing wise. And just as far as we know, you get, as a B heavyweight, you get fed to a prime champion early in your career when you're not ready and they punish you and then it's over. No, I don't want to see that. I want to see the B heavyweights get to build up, beating up other C heavyweights, then fighting the B heavyweight to prove that you should be fighting the champ. I'm tired of them jumping from a C level prospect up to the champion.
Yeah. So Joe Joyce in all of this.
He got good work rate, but boy, he gonna catch some flesh from somebody. Wilder, AJ, they would slump him. I said, his work rate is incredible.
But he's slow because, I mean, in that fight with Stavern, Stavern was landing counters on him, slow-ass counters. And I'm thinking to myself, this isn't good. Yeah, I mean, granted, he took them pretty well, but it's just like I can't see anyone else, a top heavyweight, not lighting him up. I mean, outside of his work rate, you know. And so, Joyce is still, he's still a work in progress. I mean, because, I mean, that was a pretty washed up Stavern, though.
Regardless. Yo, how old is Joe Joyce?
32, 33.
All right. So if I presented myself to women, it's like, yo, I'm a work in progress. Yo, don't trip, Jordy. I'm a work in progress. I'm gonna get that car next year. I'm gonna get that house in 2028.
What's up, girl?
Right. What about that? How about that? It's marinating the fight. How you tell a chick that? Let's marinate our relationship. Like, you're trying to get married. Let's push it off for a little bit. Why get married now? It might be better next year. You never know. We might have.
I'm not ready yet.
If we get married 2 years from now, I might catch the lotto or get a
$2,000 right. bag. Our wedding might be more expensive if we wait a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
More people show up.
Vegas, yeah, exactly. Cali.
Shout out to boxing for fucking everything up.
You know what? Not to cut you off, though, and not to kind of conversation dominate, but I do think all this, when it comes to the heavyweight thing, Luis Ortiz is getting the short end of the stick from every, you know, in every direction, because it do feel like they just aging the dude out, kind of like Riggin now in a sense, man.
I said that from the beginning when Eddie Hearn signed him. Eddie Hearn signed him. And gave him the allure of getting a Joshua fight, but really he just wanted to keep him at the size until he's old enough where he's not a factor and Joshua can beat him. Still dangerous.
Right. That's what it seems like is happening, because it seems like, and it's funny because nobody took that serious. Like, yeah, he's going to be in line for an AJ fight. He's like, come on now. We know what it was.
AJ but. Don't want that business.
We went over that last week.
not until Ortiz is 45. Which shit, he might be 45 now.
I'm about to say he might be 45 now.
45.
Man, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He might be 45 now.
He's from Cuba. I mean, Cuba has the same age things as R. Kelly does.
You know what? We not even gonna do that, man. But how about? We just go around the room and everybody just some parting thoughts, man, because you know this is I think it's best we go ahead and wrap it up there, because we know by this time tomorrow there's gonna be some more shit that's gonna pop off in the boxing world,
yes,
and we gonna be here on the Fade Hour again discussing it. So yeah, let me go ahead and kick it around the room. I'll start off with I guess Pat, you know what I'm saying, if you got anything you want to say, any parting thoughts and whatnot.
My parting thoughts, I mean, in the end, I mean, boxing goes as the heavyweight goes, and unfortunately, you know, right now with this division and, you know, among that division, you know, it's going to be up to the lower divisions to carry boxing once again, you know, it's, you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, I've seen it before, experienced it before, and that's what's going to happen. But, I mean, we're fans. I mean, we're tortured fans. And then, you know, we should be used to it. It's just like Stockholm Syndrome or whatever, man.
It's your boy Smoke at Free Smoke Boxing. Hello to all my people listening. Some parting thoughts is always boxing promoters, boxers, keep it 100 the same way we keep it 100. It ain't too hard. That's it.
Oh, God. What up, y'all? It's your boy P. You already know Bodega Boxing, Rip Ringstar Raid, and all these promoters. Fuck you, man. You're making everything more difficult than it's supposed to be. Just make the fucking fights we want and worry about the money later. Fuck out of here.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Follow at the champ side. All I can say is, in light of all this promotional and divisional bullshit, it's good to see two fighters like Errol Spence Jr. and Mikey Garcia just say, fuck all the bullshit and let's get it on.
Right.
Let's throw them hands.
Now who's the A side? Now who's the B side? They didn't have to argue over money, venue, all this other bullshit. Just get it on.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I just want to say, again, we are back to square one where we were at last year when it comes to heavyweight division. And I just always remember, like, 2017, news was like, man, Wilder Joshua's going to happen in 2019. Well, goddamn it, he looked like he about to be wrong on that damn prediction. So,
Nostradamus off?
Said it. Yeah, I remember that because we were talking about it when the Stavern fight was being made, and then
I think at this point, Wilder and Joshua is going to be the boxing version of Detox.
Yeah.
No, they're going to be the boxing.
Man, do y'all realize, and we definitely went over it a little bit, but I'm sorry, but I do have to piggyback off what Maul's saying. I don't mean to cut him off, but I do want him to continue his point. Y'all realize that how dangerous it is, though, in the heavyweight division, what we're facing right now with Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder being the heavyweight champions, but both of them having the ability to just being completely knocked out. Especially right. Deontay Wilder, and because we've seen him where he's had to hold on to make sure, like, you know how devastating that is if either one of them loses a fight, and Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder has a loss trying to push it to us. Like, come on, man!
Right?
Like, oh my God, I can't even imagine that. We've seen Luis Ortiz put the fight at risk. We've seen Tyson Fury put the fight at risk, like, and then we got to continue to string along. We got to continue to be strung along.
Detox.
Look out for detox.
For sure. Your news. Go ahead and wrap it up, man.
All right, man. Well,
out.
My final thoughts is just pretty much period. Like Pat was saying, this is like boxing really goes as far as the heavyweight division. Shout out to the welterweights. Shout outs to the middleweights. Shout outs to the bantamweights. You know, all of them guys, because they have, like, at the end of the day, they have been the ones keeping it alive. All the weight classes, featherweight, all of them, everybody up under 160 and below have been keeping the boxing going. But there's nothing like a big time heavyweight championship boxing match. There's nothing like it. And Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua is at the end of every boxing fan's, that's a real boxing fan's, at the end of every boxing fan's rainbow when it comes to the heavyweight division, because that fight is going to be, as long as they're both undefeated, that fight is going to be huge. And I definitely want to get to that fight. Hopefully we get there. Nobody takes any L's along the way. And with that being said, I thank y'all for tuning in with another episode of the Fade Hour. Shout out to all my fellas for stepping through, having a drink, having a smoke with me, you know, like we do. We'll see y'all tomorrow again, same time, 10 p.m. And we out.
All right. Peace.
All right. We out.
Peace, y'all.